most controversial talking is people narrating their own sexual desires or fantasies or identities on the street, you know? And there's also talking with just sort of like, you know, love your gay kids or whatever, you know? Those don't seem to get as much reaction as, you know, assimilate my fist.
Then, you know, stuff for shock value, like vagina and things like that.
And so, you know, I was never the most vulgar chalker in the world, you know, because that's just not my personality. But I always, like, really wanted people to do vulgar things. Like, I was sort of encouraging my friends to be more vulgar than I was, because I just wanted that to be out there.
Although I definitely, like, did some of the, like, more political, like, fuck your gender kind of chalking. But I feel like most of what I did was, like, queer prom, Friday night kind of stuff.
Like, I don't know, I didn't really, like, voice a lot of, like, things in my... It wasn't so much about, like, self-expression. I wasn't voicing myself necessarily. I was really just sort of, like, doing things for the political effect, but having a good time doing it at the same time.
There was definitely other chalking besides the queer students. People would chalk for events. Sometimes I felt like sports teams would chalk before a game. But definitely other groups chalked, like, during Take Back the Night.
I don't know, it's like if you don't push the boundaries, then the boundaries will just keep converging in on you.
In the last year, that there have been more talkings about issues of trans-identified students.
You know, and then we would write things like, come out wherever you are. I never wrote any stuff about professors, but I definitely remember stuff getting written about professors, particularly those who were rumored to be queer.
There was only one African-American student living in Clark, because he presently doesn't live there anymore. He moved out, and they were going to, like, audit it to make sure that, like, the numbers of students of color were, like, the same as in every other dorm, but that still wasn't going to, like, change the fact there was only one black student living in Clark.
But I think chalking at its best is when people really say how they feel and what's true to them.
There's this thing with universities controlling this sort of discourse that goes around who is a university, and obviously any university wants to, or any institution wants to, control how they're being portrayed, and we were, you know, we weren't telling them that we wanted to be portrayed differently. We actually, like, went out and portrayed it differently.
Definitely for pre-frosh weekend, when we would do the chalking, it was to kind of let the pre-frosh know that Wesleyan was a welcoming and accepting place. We would chalk, you know, like, be glad you're gay, or welcome pre-frosh, everyone's welcome here.
The chalking was pretty, like, crazy. People chalked White House in front of Clark, and a lot of the Clark students got very upset that they were, like, being targeted.
There are worthwhile, informative discussions that come as a result of it. I've always thought that.
I remember writing things like, lesbians have sex in Olin, lesbians study in Olin, writing in front of Freeman like, we're in your shower, dykes play sports.
Part of the problem that people have is that it seems anonymous and it seems a cowardly thing to do, in the sense that we chalk at midnight, it's dark. People can't really see you. If you're running around chalking, I mean, unless you're right up, you know, and you know who the person is, you don't know who they are. And you don't write your name necessarily next to what you chalk, unless you point out and say, I wrote that thing. No one's going to know that you wrote that thing.
Well, whether you can separate these two things or not is debatable, but I think it was less about creating a safe space for queer students and more about trying to push the envelope a little bit with the straight students and barrage them with the kind of messages about queer sexuality that queer people, of course, get barraged with all the time about straight sexuality. I mean, that does create safe space for queer students as well, but I feel like it was a lot about, like, trying to sort of purposefully press people's buttons and purposefully piss people off.
you know, we would have conversations in Queer Alliance like, oh, well, they don't want us to write these things, or they don't like it when we write things about, like, professors being gay, or when we write explicit sex. You know, there's some stuff that, like, you know what, yeah, it's intended for shock value, and it's going to be shocking, and, you know, people don't, like, think about, like, two girls or two guys having sex all the time. And I just think for people who are reading it, sometimes it's just an eye-opener.
I would like to think that sort of activism should always be rethinking its strategies in relation to sort of what issues confront it now, you know. Options have proliferated. Perhaps tactics should adjust.